It's time for Inside the Trenches with Super Bowl champion and national champion, Marlon Favre.
Oh, yeah, baby. Ha. We feeling good on this hump day. That's right. Come on. Yeah, it's Inside the Trenches. It's your host, Marlon Big Fave Favorite. We here live. It's Wednesday, hump day. Hope y'all getting through it good. I hope y'all traveling home, enjoying yourselves on this beautiful evening. This day has been so beautiful, and this evening is gorgeous. You're listening to us now on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM. And remember, you can check us out from 6 to 8 p.m. every day right here on ESPN New Orleans. We have a show for y'all today. I got two guests calling in. Preston from TigerBait.com. He's going to talk LSU spring ball. My main man, Mario Haraz, is going to join me later as well to talk Pels, baby. We still living our hoop dreams around here. But on this Wednesday, we are super excited for what's coming up in the world of sports. Now, this segment is brought to you guys by Montero Motors. That's 1512 North Causeway in Metairie, Louisiana. Y'all go over there, holler at my man Alberto. Tell him Big Fave sent you over there. Say you want the hot deals. And to get the hot deals, you have to hit the hot list. That's 94253. Text Big Fave, B-I-G-F-A-V, to get those exclusive deals. So right after the dust settles, and the LSU-Iowa game is over. I mean, this weekend we're getting ready for Iowa, Connecticut. There's a South Carolina and NC State game going on. So everything's just kind of gotten away from this game. But, of course, the media had a lot of coverage on this game. What better media than a former teammate? And it's not so much media, it's more coaching. Alexis Morris had her comments, and she has been very candid about the Tigers throughout this whole year. So Alexis, as you know, was drafted to the Connecticut Suns. They then later on released her, and then she traveled, played some overseas ball for a second, and now she's with the Harlem Globetrotters, and she's doing an excellent job with them. It's been cool watching and keeping up with her. But what she does for us on her Instagram and all of her social media pages is pretty cool. She gives her take on the game. So I want to take a quick second or a few minutes here just to let y'all guys hear her take on the game, and we'll give our spill too.
Clark, like, I mean, rollerblades, I mean, on skates all night. I mean, Hillies. Do y'all remember the Hillies? Do y'all remember the Hillies, dog? Like, the ones you pick your feet up like this and you just roll. I mean, damn, somebody else should have, you feel me? We should have thrown multiple defenders at Kaylin just to give her a different look, make her think a little more. You feel what I'm saying? I think Haley did all she could. I think as a unit, we have to have better team defense. That's not just on Haley. So y'all can get on here and say Haley didn't defend good, but at the end of the day, it takes a team to guard Kaylin. Unless you me. I'm just saying. But it takes a team to guard Kaylin. You know what I'm saying? When she get over that first screen, somebody got to help on the second screen. It takes a whole unit. It's no one man is going to... Somebody...
I love her take. I love her passion, too. She keeps it 100. I like what she said. Man, no one person can get... Caitlin, but me. But she did a good job defensively on her last year, hence the reason they won the national championship. But I thought she gave some really good tidbits, and you can tell that when she was a player on that team last year, obviously she was one of the oldest. And when you're one of the oldest on the team, it's coming from a guy who was a fifth-year senior on a team with Patrick Peterson, young Patrick Peterson, young Chad Jones. These guys will come to me a lot of times for just teammate advice about certain things, not about their position, of course. C. Raymond had that down pat. I mean, he's the best cornerback coach in the country. I mean, so it wasn't about that, but just, you know, being a collegiate adult, so on and so forth. So her being very candid about not only what they should have done, something else she said as well, we won't play it, I'll just state it, give different looks, right? She mentioned putting Angel Reese on Caitlin Clark, switching up Flauje, then coming back with Haley, because Haley was playing decent defense. But when you switch up the defense like that on somebody on offense, it really throws them off. I know a lot of times, whether it was me and Glenn Dorsey or me and Charles Alexander or Drake Nevis, a lot of times we would switch. Like, we would spend maybe a quarter or two or a few series on, I would be on the left side, right, playing the shade, 2-eye, 3. But if the defense changes, a lot of times we would put Glenn to the 3, and I would play the backside shade. But to the offensive linemen, we're switching up the guys. You gotta block Glenn different than you block me. Glenn's a little taller. You know, for me, I'm a bit shorter, but a little stronger. So for us, we came with that combination, and it worked out exceptionally well. So I love the fact that she gave her defensive strategy, her perspective on what, and I think she had a point. First and foremost, they won it all, right, when she did it against Iowa. And Caitlin was Caitlin last year, too. She did improve a bit much. But Iowa LSU, 12.3 million views. I mean, they said it was even more than the Eastern Conference Finals for the NBA of 2018, and was breaking all kind of NBA records, like the most views. All claps, babe. You go, girl. You go. Them ladies is rolling. I'm excited for this weekend. I can't wait to watch Paige and Caitlin go at it this weekend, and them girls from NC State going up against South Carolina. That should be a good matchup. The versus, you know, Carolina Blue Kicks. You know what I'm saying? NC State versus, I mean, you couldn't ask for better basketball. It was never like this. So I give a lot of credit to Coach Mulkey. I give a lot of credit to Coach Dawn. These ladies and the players, the Juju Watsons, Watkins of the world, just taking the game to a whole nother level. Paige Buckner, she won Woman Athlete of the Year 2021. Just one of those things you can't deny. And that class, too, you think about the effect of COVID, right, and what it did not only for kids getting ready. You know, with Conquer Sports, we did a lot of trying to create film, right, record players jumping over bags, running 40s, 3-cone drills to try to continue to help the recruiting process. So for these ladies to shine at that level. So let's take a look at the class of 2020 back in when Angel and all these ladies came in. Angel Reese, she's class of 2020. I mentioned Paige Buckner. Bickner. She's a part of class of 2020. And by the way, all of these ladies graded out at a 99. Cameron Brink, she was in that class as well from Stanford. Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark was a part of this class. And Camilla Cardoso was a part of this class as well from South Carolina. So you looking at, this is the final four right here. Of course, Stanford and LSU isn't in it anymore. You add an NC State now in this. So shouts out to the class of 2020, because they for sure delivered. I thought that was big time. Man, I didn't think I would ever see this, but word on the street, and we'll pop that up soon, but word on the street, LeBron James' son, Bronny, right? It's going to hit that transfer portal if he already hadn't done it. So now the conversation is, where does he go? What are some landing spots? Oregon is on that list of places. I mean, why I say Oregon? Because they're on the East Coast. I mean, the West Coast. So he's already on that side. Dad still plays in L.A. You also look at different teams. Now, this is an interesting take. SMU. Now, his coach from USC apparently goes to SMU, and it's some type of deal. You know, LeBron got one more year with the Lakers, or this could be it. I was reading an article earlier, you know, just beat writers. Shouts out to all the beat writers out there. And it's a scenario if Bronny hits the portal, goes to SMU, LeBron James is already a big Luka fan, goes to Dallas, got a cool relationship with Mark Cuban, and Mark Cuban drafts Bronny, and he gets to play with his son in Dallas. Check that. How y'all like that? And then Dallas is such a great place. I got family out there. My siblings live in Dallas. The Cowboys are in Dallas. What if LeBron James ends up with the Cowboys? Think of that. Bronny hits the portal, goes to SMU. Look, the guys in the studio here like that. Mike and Terry, they're like, oh, yeah, it's a good deal. Dallas is a great place. Terry got people out there, too. Right? Yeah, what if that happens? They end up in Dallas. Jerry's World, LeBron's there playing with Luka. Yeah. Think they'll go and check that out, baby. Think it'll be cool down in Jerry's World, Dallas. Think of that, Bronny to Dallas. Seems cool. You'll have to take a ride out there. And in order to take a ride out there, you got to hit up Montero Motors, baby. That's right, 1512 North Causeway in Metairie, Louisiana. We'll be back here on Inside the Trenches on ESPN New Orleans. Watch out. Kings on honor roll, plus you gotta pay tuition. Nobody crying, dog, ain't handing out no tissues like Big Dog. Hello, somebody. It's the host of Inside the Trenches podcast, Marlon Big Fave Favorite. Did you know Small Sliders had an app? You can go to your Google Play Store or your Apple Store right now, download the Small Sliders app in Marrero, and order your food right now. You want to get a number two? Well, slide through. 1635 Barataria Boulevard. M-O-R-R-O. Small Sliders, simple on purpose. Are you a student athlete looking to take your career to the next level? Look no further than Conquer Sports Pros. That's right, Conquer Sports Pros. Our team of experts will get you guys on the right path to your student athlete journey in life. That's right, we have every position in football you need, and we also help out with other sports. At Conquer Sports Pros, you have everything from a list of consultation, training, and also media training. Yeah, that's right. When you take your career to the next level, play college, and hopefully pro, you'll get lots of interviews. Call Conquer Sports Pros today. You can reach them at 504-319-6672 or visit MarlonFavorite.com for more information. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. It's your boy Marlon, Big Fave Favorite. And when I'm hungry, I like to make my way to Small Sliders, 1635 Barataria Boulevard, Marrero, Louisiana. Simple on purpose. When I tell you their burgers are delicious, has some great sauce on them, I'm telling you, when you're just hungry and just need to grab a quick bite, this is the perfect place for you. Small Sliders, the customer service is nice. It's somewhere you can bring the family, hang out and chill, enjoy the atmosphere. Now I'm a big boy, so when I like to take my Small Sliders, I like to get the biggest smalls. Double patties, bacon, cheese, you name it. Just a delicious burger. And I like to top it off with my favorite, the cookies and cream milkshake. There are three delicious flavors, milkshake, chocolate, vanilla, and cookies and cream. Small Sliders, simple on purpose. Y'all come on and slide through, baby. And let them know that you heard about them on Inside the Trenches with your boy Marlon Big Fave Favorite. Watch out there now. Well, hello. It's Marlon Big Fave Favorite with Inside the Trenches podcast. Are you looking for a brand new car? Are you tired of what you're driving around in? Or you just need wheels? Well, if that's the case, you need to visit Montero Motors, 1512 North Causeway, Metairie, Louisiana. At Montero Motors, our buddy Alberto will get you in a vehicle that fits you that day with no problem. They have vehicles that are pre-owned. You can do a trade-in that day and ride off in something that day. Visit MonteroMotors.com for more information. And let them know you heard about them on Inside the Trenches podcast. Hello.
Step Construction is here for you with a brand new offer. We now provide affordable storage sheds. Stop wasting your money on overpriced storage units and portable containers. Step Construction can provide you with a custom shed that will fit your budget and storage needs. So contact Step Construction today at 504-340-5809 for your own personal quote. Let us help you take the next step at Step Construction.
Welcome back. It's Inside the Trenches. It's your host, Marlon Big Fave Favorite. And we enjoying ourselves here on this hump day, baby. Y'all know what I told y'all, man. We just enjoying it. Enjoying the springtime, baby. It's almost summertime. Got a few more months here. So much that we're excited about. Hey, but check this out. The weather is getting beautiful. There's festivals coming up. There's events going on across the city. The Pelicans are red hot right now, having a better season right now than we've seen in previous years. So I think it's a good time for you to get on that hot list. That's right. 94253. You're going to text Big Fave. That's BIGFAV to 94253. Join it now to get on this exclusive hot list. You'll unlock access to mouth-watering food deals, complimentary game tickets, VIP events, you name it, unlock that hot list. And you know it goes down every Monday, right? We're at UPT Sports Social. That's 3218 Magazine Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. You know what I think, y'all? We do our thing with the show there. But I think this summer I'm going to want to put together some concerts and things of that nature. I mean, I'm just feeling it right now, man. Shouts out to the city of New Orleans. I was blessed to get recognized, get a proclamation from the city for my contribution to the music culture here in this beautiful city. Folks like Fiend and Black Menace and Insane, younger cats like Junior Montana and Lil Reezy, all of those folks received those awards as well. So what better time for us to make it hot, baby? That is right. So I'm excited and blessed for those opportunities. And as I mentioned, this segment is brought to you guys by Uptown Sports Social. Y'all make y'all way on the 7 days a week. They open. The games are on. The fights are on. We just have ourselves a good time at Uptown Sports Social. So y'all make y'all way on over there this week. And remember, Monday, 6 to 8 for the live broadcast. But we're there, 3218 Magazine Street in beautiful New Orleans, Louisiana. Man, this NFL's been rolling with these free agency deals. I mean, the second free agency opened up, it was like, wow, this person is there. You look up and Saquon goes from blue to green, but he doesn't leave the NFC East, and all kind of blockbuster deals are going on. Well, this is one that we kind of figured was coming. Stephon Diggs gets traded to the Texans. Boy, the Texans just upgraded their wide receiving core earlier this morning. They worked out a deal for a 2025 second-round pick. Now, this is via Minnesota. Minnesota. Houston also receives a 2024 sixth-round pick and a 2025 fifth-round pick in this deal. Yo, Houston is just making the deals work. I mean, H-Town, howl up. You know what I'm saying? Them boys from Texas is making it happen. Slow out and banging. Not only in my trunk. Trunk full of... I ain't never been a, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Zero, the folks down there, west down I-10, making an exceptional deal, bringing in Diggs. So a new-looking receiving core for Houston now. Nico Collins, who was clutch for C.J. Stroud last year. You still have Tank Dell. I was able to get some decent fantasy points from Tank. He was on my team for fantasy football. And you still have John Mechelen as well on the team. Noah Brown from Dallas, Robert Woods. So what we see is this receiving core now, Stephon Diggs. Don't forget about Dalton Schultz. So it's tons of targets now that C.J. Stroud has. And if you think about this team last year, they made it to the playoffs. No one expected. You know, everybody thought that Bryce Young might have been a better pick. And here this kid comes in and is doing an exceptional job at quarterback. You add another weapon. But now Buffalo doesn't have a receiving core. They already was kind of right there, maybe missing a target or two, but they may now lean towards this draft. Now, Mike, I don't have the draft order in front of me, so I know Buffalo picks like somewhere maybe 22, 23. I'm just taking an educated guess. I didn't have that in my notes. But what I will say is they're definitely in the market for a wide receiver, and this class has tons of them. You don't know who. I don't think they could potentially trade up and get a guy like Brian Thomas Jr. of course, Marvin Harrison Jr. won't be there. Of course, you look at guys like Malik Nabers. He won't be there, but you will have a chance to look at this class that has. You may want to look at a guy like Xavier Worthy. He may be a speedster for you that you could add to that class, but they may look into free agency as well for that position. So things are starting to, the plot is thickening across the NFL. Just some other noticeable deals that came up. Austin Ekeler is now with Washington. It's a two-year deal, $11 million. You got a guy like Darrell Mooney, who's now in Atlanta. It's a three-year deal, $39 million. Looking across the board of some of the top deals, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the defensive line. You have a guy like Javon Kinlaw, who is now with the Jets. It's a one-year deal. So teams are trying their hardest, and you see this repeating cycle. I'm hearing rumors of Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys potentially working on a deal to get him back in Dallas. You have that, hey, go a year from now and then come back and we'll see how the market looks in free agency. And you think of a safety like Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, who was in New Orleans, drafted in New Orleans, gets traded to Philly. Now he's in Philly, wins or goes to the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, no, he won the Super Bowl with Philly. No, they lost. They lost to Kansas City. So he goes to the Super Bowl, loses the Super Bowl, and then is now back in Philadelphia for 3 years, $33 million. I mean, he's one of those necessary players when you look at guys around the league to stick to the D-line in true inside-the-trenches fashion. You also have a guy like Sheldon Rankins, who spent some time in New Orleans as well. I thought Sheldon was clutch for us here, and he was able to do some things that we really needed up front in terms of pressure, getting sacks. He averaged, like, when healthy, 4 to 5 sacks a year. Take a guy like Brian Bruzy, 4.5 sacks last year. He had about 9 tackles for loss and was able to be a force for us up front. So a good defensive lineman, as most coaches say, is always important, is always good. Looking around the league as well, you look at what Houston did, and you can only think about who's the next best team in the AFC South. Who's making some of the better moves in free agency? You look at what Jacksonville did, bringing in Matt Jones. I thought that was a little different. But just bringing in another starting quarterback, guys with experience matter, maybe motivate Trevor Lawrence a little bit. But what's more interesting is looking at what Tennessee did and how Coach Brian Callahan is structuring his team, new head coach. Looking at this receiving core, two names that pop up. You have Calvin Ridley and you have DeAndre Hopkins. Does Tennessee look at wide receiver in this year's draft? They bring over LSU product in Laura Cushenberry, acquire him from Denver, and they also have as a backup Charles Sadiq. So you have from LSU as well, they got him from Washington. So you see that formulating. You see that starting to come together in one bit. And then you look at the pair of running backs. Tony Pollard, get him from Dallas. And I thought that was a good move. To me, that's where Houston made some improvements in the wide receiving core. You have Tennessee making that same move with these run-pass catchers in their backfield. Tony Pollard, of course, the year he had with Ezekiel Elliott 2 years ago, put him on the map, and then Dallas felt like it was a better opportunity for them to roll with Tony Pollard as their number one back. He was pretty good for Dallas. I thought he helped his stock some. Clearly, now he's in Tennessee as their premier back. And they needed a number one or number two because Tyjae Spears, out of Ponchatoula, out of Tulane, is an elusive back. And I think he has the ability to be back number one, but you want to be able to give this running back room a veteran, and that's what Tony Pollard brings. It's Inside the Trenches, baby. We're having ourselves a grand time on this Wednesday evening. Y'all be sure to stick around for the show. We'll have Mario talk to us a little bit about the Pels game. It's going down in the blender tonight, so he's going to join us just to kind of talk about some things the Pels need to continue to improve on. And also, we're going to get back into some NFL talk as well. I'll be joined here shortly by my man Preston Guy from TigerBait.com to talk about LSU and their spring game coming up on April 22nd and just kind of look at how they're doing this spring. But, man, we're enjoying this ride. We're excited about the way that our market is looking in terms of sports here in Louisiana. So it's so much to talk about as well. So there's more NFL talk here on the show. We'll talk some more Pels. We'll look at some mock drafts and everything else. And if you're looking for somewhere to check out the game this weekend, make your way on over to Uptown Sports Social. That's 3218 Magazine Street in beautiful New Orleans, Louisiana. It's a nice atmosphere. You walk in there, you feel like you're in a sports bar. They have sports flags all over the place, TV monitors. Everywhere you sit at UPT, you'll have a TV in front of you. You'll be able to enjoy some of the best food in the city at the number one sports bar in the city. UPT, that's Uptown Sports Social. So we'll take a quick break here. We're streaming live right now on New Orleans Talk Network. It's Inside the Trenches on ESPN New Orleans. Hello. Are you a student athlete looking to take your career to the next level? Look no further than Conquer Sports Pros. That's right, Conquer Sports Pros. Our team of experts will get you guys on the right path to your student athlete journey in life. That's right, we have every position in football you need, and we also help out with other sports. At Conquer Sports Pros, you have everything from a list of consultation, training, and also media training. Yeah, that's right, when you take your career to the next level, play college, and hopefully pro, you'll get lots of interview. Call Conquer Sports Pros today. You can reach them at 504-319-6672. Or visit MarlonFavorite.com for more information. Hello, somebody. Are you looking for your dream home? Well, if that's the case, you need to contact Joe Piccolo at Godwin Realty right here in New Orleans. Joe can put you in your dream home right away. Joe Piccolo and the folks over at Godwin Realty put you in the house that you need. Even if you're looking to invest in some property, they'll do an excellent job with that as well. Contact Joe today at 504-251-8341. Again, that phone number is 504-251-8341. And also contact Joel at joel.godwinrealty.com. No need to dream anymore. Godwin Realty will put you in the dream house of your reality. Hello, somebody.
It's that boy Fred, host of FanView Podcast. Tune into the NOTN app weekdays, 3:30 for the FanView Podcast. Go to NewOrleansTalkNetwork.com to watch more episodes of FanView Podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and watch.
Listen up. Your customers, our listeners, could be hearing about your business right now. Yeah, right now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to advertise with NewOrleansTalkNetwork.com. Call our business department today at 504-475-4793 to hear about our great rates. NewOrleansTalkNetwork.com. We provide the people, you provide the business.
Hello, somebody. It's Marlon Big Fave Favorite with Inside the Trenches Podcast. Do you need a quick car wash? Well, if that's a yes, you need to visit Crown Car Wash, 1336 Stump Boulevard, Gretna, Louisiana, on the West Bank, baby. Crown's the best. You get a spotless wash, nice clean tires, reasonable pricing, and free vacuuming. My favorite part about Crown Car Wash, they open 24/7. That's right, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can visit Crown Car Wash on the West Bank, baby, and let them know you heard about them on Inside the Trenches Podcast with Marlon Big Fave Favorite. Watch out there now.
Welcome back
to another segment of Inside the Trenches here on New Orleans Talk Network, also ESPN New Orleans 100.3 FM. On our Crown Car Wash line, I got my good friend from TigerBait.com, Preston Guy, on the line. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on X at Preston Guy 77. What's up, P? How's making out, baby?
Hey, Big Faye, what's going on, man?
Man, all is well. I'm excited for the Tigers this spring. I've been hearing some good stuff coming up there from out of Baton Rouge. Just briefly here, I wanted to get your observation from spring practice so far. I know the first couple of times you came on the show, we're approaching holiday time. Y'all were only able to get so much, but I checked out TigerBait.com. I saw y'all had some video from the indoor. What's your observation thus far?
Yeah, you know, so far the biggest just overlapping takeaway is the offense is ahead of the defense still, but maybe not quite as much as they were last year. Probably the offense is a little step back from last year and the defense is a step ahead from where they were last year. Defense is trying some new things, and they're very, very much so in the thick of the evaluation of talent phase of things on the defense. And they're rolling out some guys in new positions and testing some things out. And, you know, whereas the offense is, most of the personnel is kind of set in stone for the offense. They kind of know what they're doing and really, you know, working on chemistry and installing some new concepts, because the offense is going to have to look different than it did last year, because you don't have Jaden Daniels and his, you know, 1,100 yards rushing. You know, you're going to have to get more of a traditional running attack. So I'd say those are the overarching themes I've noticed so far.
I noticed you mentioned the defense first. One area we all have a concern about is the defensive line. But just watching you guys film from practice with Coach Bo, those drills look much tighter. I'm looking at Coach Bo helping those guys use a long arm extension, creating space, just being able to be dominant in that gap. So I do believe that that's one area that seems to need the most improvement, and you'll get it. I know it'll take time. In your opinion, after watching April 2nd's practice, what guys stood out to you on the defensive line, like our guys?
I'm trying to think. You know, Big Fan, the hard truth about the defensive line is they're behind a good bit on the offensive line right now. It's been very quiet. Now, I do like the job that both Bo Davis and Kevin Peoples is doing with the defensive line, and they're spending their time, you know, working on these guys. But thus far in practice, the offensive line's gotten the better of them. I mean, you got one of the best offensive lines in the country, and you got a defensive line that is severely lacking depth. And, you know, last year they were severely lacking talent. So if I had to pick someone, probably Jacoby and Guillory from the defensive tackle spot is your best-looking guy thus far. You know, and there's other guys that are just going to have to step up. Like, you know, Jalen Lee is going to be a starter this year in all likelihood, unless they go to the portal and pick up a guy better than him. And, you know, he's a guy who hasn't really played much big-time SEC football, both at Florida and LSU. He's been kind of a backup player. So some guys are going to have to step up on that defensive line, and don't be surprised if they go to the spring window to pull in some depth at that spot.
That's something we will keep an eye on this spring. And if it doesn't look the way Coach Kelly wants it to look, when they are in front of people in the spring game, if at least three or four guys don't stand out up front, I can imagine that they're going to go to the portal. And it's just good for competition, too. I think it does get the best of guys. Harold Perkins, is he adjusting well to playing the interior linebacker position, but now it's under different instruction, right? Coach Blake takes over.
Yeah.
He's a coordinator, but that's where he coaches. Does he look smoother at that position? Do you see us possibly seeing that Harold Perkins we saw his freshman year?
I like what I'm seeing out of Harold Perkins. Now, keep in mind, in this defense, there's not really a Zach Ed Rusher-type linebacker role like there was in the Matt House defense. So there's not really too much of an option for him to just be an edge a pass rushing specialist. And my thoughts on him are that overall he's just too darn talented to relegate to just go out there on third down and go get the quarterback. I mean, you have to do some other things. You have a dynamic athlete who's not bad in coverage, who can tackle an open field, who can, you know, has some cool close-in speed on the edge. you really needed to get a good coach with him. And we've seen the work Blake Baker has done with linebackers at LSU. Think about Damone Clark, what an incredible season he had in 2021. You know, we're talking about a guy who has a history of getting the most out of guys. So he and Greg Penn, I think, are actually looking pretty solid at the linebacker spot. And behind them, you've got the Weeks brothers holding down on the second team. Now, they have a star DB position, which plays kind of like a rover where it's a hybrid, you know, linebacker, DB type person. They've got Major Burns in that role right now because Major Burns is a guy, you know, obviously having played safety most of his career, they feel like he's got good coverage skills, but also has a big enough body to step up in the box and straddle block and make tackles, you know, on the line of scrimmage. So you kind of have to consider Major Burns a part of that group now.
He is someone that I am looking to have to see a major, no pun intended, a major jump in his season this year. He played a significant role last year, but this year we're going to lean on him to be dominant. And I think he could have a Tyrann Mathieu type effect, not saying talent-wise, but effect, being able to, as you mentioned, cover a tight end, cover a running back out of the backfield, yeah. do those things that we need to see from him more often. If you're just tuning in to Inside the Trenches, you're listening to Preston Guy with TigerBait.com. Y'all can follow Preston at PGuy77 on X. Check him out. He puts up great content. Anything you need to know about LSU, something you want to see in regards to a certain player, they do a excellent job at putting that up. When you look at the quarterbacks, we see Nussmeier having the edge. He has that competitive edge, and it looks like, from what I'm seeing on tape, like he's the number one guy this year. But when you get to quarterback two, Ricky Collins, A.J. Swan in that mix, we have incoming freshmen coming in and Curley. What's your thoughts
Colin
on
Herb,
quarterback
yeah.
number two? Correct.
What's my thoughts there? So, Nussmeier clearly has the reins of this offense. I mean, he's got some really good control. He likes to push the ball downfield. He's got a really good connection with Chris Hilton that was a little slower to pick up when I first went out there. But in recent practices, they have been finding Chris Hilton more and more often. There's been a couple throws with Nussmeier. You know, he's a gunslinger, and he's thrown a couple interceptions. I'd also like to credit, you know, a guy like Sage Ryan, who's improved quite a bit for making those interceptions, you know. So Nussmeier's clearly a guy. I think he's set to have a pretty big year. But the backup spot is very tightly contested between H. Swan and Ricky Collins. Ricky Collins, of course, took a red shirt last year. He was a four-star recruit out of Woodlawn High School here in Baton. Then A.J. Swan, the transfer from Vanderbilt, has much more SEC experience. And let me tell you, it's close. I don't know who's going to win that battle. We'll see. Right now, I would say I'd give a slight nod to A.J. Swan, but really not confident in either way. And I'll say this about Colin Hurley. He doesn't look like he turned 17 in March. So that means when he rolled out there for spring practice for the first time, he was 16 years old.
Wow.
He is unbelievably physically developed for such a young player. He is thick. He can move well. He's clean technique and form. He's a guy where, you know, hey, look, if all hell breaks loose and you got to turn to a four-string quarterback and he's a true freshman, you know, you're feeling good for giving that context.
That's a good quarterback room right
there. He's so mature and developed for someone his age. So you have to feel good about your future with him, but I'm sure the coaches would prefer that he take a year to learn the system, learn the playbook, and take a red shirt behind all these guys.
Last question here I have for you, Press. We need impact players. We had the class of 2024 signing day in February. Some guys did the early signing day. When you think of the guys that's coming in, who do you think will have an immediate impact? Is it Dominique McKinley? Is it Juwan Johnson? What are some names that stick out that could be a guy that could be a freshman that plays for LSU this year and make a major impact?
Well, let's go one on each side of the ball. Dominique McKinley, I think, is the very obvious one you pick on defense, and because you don't have a defensive tackle that's really ready to go for this team. I'm sorry, you probably have Jacoby and Guillory, but you really don't have another one alongside him. So you're really looking for a guy to step in and fill that role. It is not an easy position to plug a true freshman in, but you really are kind of hoping that you end up doing that, that he lives up to his five-star rating and he is a plug-and-play star from day one. But the odds are stacked against him. If you look historically how many freshmen are able to come in as true freshmen and do that. So, but we'll go with Dominic McKinley because whether he's ready or not, he's going to be on the field and he's going to be asked to do some big things. Switching on the offensive side of the ball, if we're talking a true freshman coming in, I look to Caden Durham, who finds himself all of a sudden in a running back room that went from eight guys last year to right now three, including him. And he's not even on campus yet. He's you know, a fall enrollee. But Brian Kelly has a system where every year four running backs get 40 or more carries.
That's right.
Well, you only have three. So you don't even have the really required amount to run the Brian Kelly offense. I would suggest that they're either going to get Trey Holly eligible or they're going to bring in, you know, they're going to bring in another guy.
He's Preston.
That being said, Caden Durham is a speedster. He is in that Duncanville prolific offense in Texas, 6A state champions back-to-back. I think he's a guy who can come in and compete for a lot of carries. He should get some good spotlight in this offense this year.
Well, he's Preston Guy. Y'all make sure y'all check him out, tigerbay.com. You can follow Preston at PGuy77 on X. Press, thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to having you back on here next week, baby. Hello, somebody.
All right, babe. See you then.
Y'all don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on Inside the Trenches on ESPN New Orleans. Crown Car Wash, baby. Thank you. Peace.
Hello, somebody. It's Marlon Big Fave Favorite with Inside the Trenches podcast. Do you need a quick car wash? Well, if that's a yes, you need to visit Crown Car Wash, 1336 Stump Boulevard, Gretna, Louisiana, on the West Bank, baby. Crown's the best. You get a spotless wash, nice clean tires, reasonable pricing, and free vacuuming. My favorite part about Crown Car Wash, they open 24/7. That's right, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can visit Crown Car Wash on the West Bank, baby, and let them know you heard about them on Inside the Trenches podcast with Marlon Big Fave Favorite. Watch out there now. Are you a student athlete looking to take your career to the next level? Look no further than Conquer Sports Pros. That's right, Conquer Sports Pros. Our team of experts will get you guys on the right path to your student athlete journey in life. That's right, we have every position in football you need, and we also help out with other sports. At Conquer Sports Pros, you have everything from a list of consultation, training, and also media training. Yeah, that's right. When you take your career to the next level, play college, and hopefully pro, you'll get lots of interviews. Call Conquer Sports Pros today. You can reach them at 504-319-6672 or visit MarlonFavorite.com for more information. Hello, somebody. Well, hello, it's Marlon Big Fave Favorite with Inside the Trenches podcast. Are you looking for a brand new car? Are you tired of what you're driving around in? Or you just need wheels? Well, if that's the case, you need to visit Montero Motors, 1512 North Causeway, Metairie, Louisiana. At Montero Motors, our buddy Alberto will get you in a vehicle that fits you that day with no problem. They have vehicles that are pre-owned. You could do a trade-in that day and ride off in something that day. Visit MonteroMotors.com for more information and let them know you heard about them on Inside the Trenches podcast. Hello.
New Orleans has a choice. Download the New Orleans Talk Network app for your mobile device or listen at www.neworleanstalknetwork.com.
What's up, beautiful people? It's the host of Inside the Trenches, Marlon Big Fade Favorite. And it's time for me to relive my hoop dreams. You know what I'm saying? A little NBA action. And this segment is brought to you guys by Small Sliders, too, by the way. That's 1635 Barataria Boulevard in Marrero, Louisiana. My next guest is a Small Sliders fan. He was supposed to come get some Small Sliders from us a couple of times, but we're going to definitely have to get him on there. And I'm talking about my man Mario Harez. Y'all make sure y'all check Mario out. He does Pelican Radio every week. And right now, I thank him for stepping outside of the loud blender because I know it's Liddy right now at the Pels game. So I just wanted to get Mario on the line real quick to give us some feedback from this Pelicans game and some tidbits. And he can also talk to us about some of the information on his podcast. Mario, what's happening?
Hey, what's good, Big Fave? I'm trying to picture you hooping. I feel like you probably utilized the UREC a lot when you were at LSU, but I've been trying to hoop recently, and I feel like we should try and play some basketball sometime soon, man. I'm curious what Big Fave looks like on the hardwood.
I'm telling you, see this is my thing. I'm really big on defense, so I play good defense. I have somewhat good handles. I would say my handles is pretty much okay, but for the most part, I'm no Zion. How about that?
That's what's up, man. The Lord didn't bless me with height or jumping ability, so I'm like you. I try to be like Jose Alvarado on defense, and I try to spread the floor. So that's kind of the scouting report on Mario, if we're ever able to play.
And it's smart how Alvarado plays. I saw one play. I don't know if this was a while back, but you know, the Pels had just scored, so he kind of hid to like the corner of the court, and soon as they were passing the ball into Gary Temple, he just came around and snagged the ball and scored again. He's a sneaky player.
Yeah, man. It's crazy he's still getting away with that because that's been his thing for really like the last two seasons. But, yeah, that's what you call getting Grand Theft Alvarado.
That's it. Grand Theft Alvarado. Hello. So what the atmosphere is right now, man, in the blender, brother. I know we're fresh off of a home loss against the Suns. We'll talk about that game here momentarily, but like how it is, people still excited, huh?
Yeah, people are excited, Big Fave, but I would describe it as kind of like a nervous energy. I think when you and I talked on this program last week, I maybe underestimated just a little bit how much the Pelicans would miss Brandon Ingram and Jose Alvarado, who you mentioned, who is also out for this game tonight. You're still in a good spot. The Pelicans entering today sixth place in the Western Conference, although they're only one game ahead of both Phoenix and Sacramento now and trying to hold them off. But the Magic are a good team. You know, this isn't your older brother's Orlando Magic. They're coming into this game 44-31, fourth place in the Eastern Conference. And the Pelicans know that the level of competition will maybe go down a little bit these next two games against the Magic and then the Spurs on Friday, but they definitely got to play better than they have been in this homestand because they're 1-3 so far in this six-game homestand. Thank God they were able to salvage a win against the Milwaukee Bucks last Thursday night, but really it's been kind of underwhelming. And yes, the people are still excited. You're still trying to defend your home court, but there's a little bit of nervous energy because the Pelicans have not been taking care of business and they've been sliding down to standing. So tonight is not a game you want to call a must win, but it's definitely one that the Pelicans need to try to get to try to make up for some of these last four games.
When you think about the matchup against Orlando, it is an Eastern opponent, but when you think in this game, here are the keys to victory for the Pels. Is it maybe utilizing Trey Murphy more, shooting three-pointers? Is it really running the offense through Zion? Like, what are some of the keys to victory for the Pels tonight?
Well, before anything, just play decent basketball because for whatever reason, the Magic have just owned the Pelicans, Big Fave, the last 5 or 6 years. No matter how good or bad the Pelicans are playing, they seem to struggle against this team. And the last 18 games, Orlando has won 14 of them against the Pelicans, 14-4 against New Orleans in the last 18. So don't do any uncharacteristic stuff. Realize what's at stake and play your game. To be a little bit more specific, it's a little bit of what you mentioned there. I think somebody not named Zion Williamson had to have a big game tonight. I talked about Trey and Jordan Hawkins stepping up when we talked last week after Brandon Ingram was hurt, but those guys have not really played to the best of their abilities. Hawkins is finally getting the playing time, but he seems like he's honestly playing a little bit scared, like kind of a step slow on offense and on defense. So I want to see him be a little bit more decisive. If not, you might see him lose his spot to Matt Ryan. And then Trey Murphy has made some timely threes. It's not like he's been playing bad, but I'd like to see him attack the basket maybe a little bit earlier in the game. And then defensively, Trey's been having a lot of lapses. Like, I know y'all watched the game against the Suns and Devin Booker, what he was able to do. In the first half, a lot of that was uncontested. And I think when the Pelicans had their last film session, Trey Murphy probably got called out a decent amount of time. So you want to see those two guys step up. And also when it comes to Zion, I'd like to see him be a little bit more aggressive at the beginning of the game right now as we're about to tip off. Because I'm finally learning Zion's game, Big Fave. You know, this is the first season he's played 62-plus games. And he's a guy that likes to kind of feel out the defense, see how teams are going to defend him, what they're going to throw at him. But you don't really have that margin for error. I'd like to see Zion kind of impose his will a little bit earlier in this game because he played well in the last one, the loss against Boston. But he seemed to take a little bit long to get going, like a little lethargic in the first quarter. So he definitely needs some help in tonight's game. But I'd like to see Zion attack the basket a little bit earlier in the game, try to impose his will a little bit on this young Orlando Magic team.
If you're just tuning in to Inside the Trenches, you're listening to Mario Harass. Make sure y'all follow him on X at Mario_E_Harass. And you can also listen to Mario on New Orleans Pelicans and New Orleans Saints Spanish Radio. That's 100.7 FM right here in the beautiful city of New Orleans. Mario can keep y'all rolling on the games. I know our Spanish and Latino community that listens to the show would love to be able to check out some of the things that's going on. So, Mario, let's talk about you a little bit. We have Pell's Kitchen, the podcast, where you give us exclusive intel on the Pels being at every game. I mean, you're forced to watch it and look at those little tidbits and things that they need to work on. What could our listeners expect checking out your podcast here the next couple of days to hear?
Well, I'm planning on releasing the next episode tonight after the game, and I try to keep it as evergreen as possible, you know, because you have so many games, but I'm definitely going to get into a little bit what I was talking about just now with you. Zion, I think, has made some serious, serious progress this season with anything just staying on the court, but he definitely needs some help. I'm going to talk about how the Pelicans can do that until Brandon Ingram gets back and then after Brandon Ingram is back. And I also am going to discuss what's happening at center. Because if you've been keeping up with the Pelicans, Big Fave and audience, they've kind of had a problem at center, especially in the second half of games. Because it seems like when Jonas Valanciunas is in these games, a lot of these teams hunt him when the Pelicans are on defense, and he's a little bit slow for some of these lineups. But on the other hand, when Larry's in the game, he's a little faster. He has a little bit more switchability of the defender, but the Pelicans always get killed on the boards, which normally does not happen when Jonas is in the game. So they got some stuff to figure out there. Do they play Zion at the five a little bit earlier in games like they have been doing? That's definitely something we're going to get into in Pell's Kitchen. And then I'll talk a little bit about Brandon Ingram, give you all the latest on him. They're gonna reevaluate Ingram this Friday before the game against the Spurs. So we'll have some news. It seems pretty optimistic just based on the reports from Shams and Woj and from what Willie Green said the other day, which is that he's hopeful Brandon Ingram can play in the regular season, not just the playoffs, but get some run before then. So that'll be what's coming up on Pell's Kitchen. You know, it's an exciting time. The Pelicans are trying to play past game 82 for the third straight year, which would be the first time in franchise history. But like I was telling you a few minutes ago, fans are feeling a little bit uneasy just because they're sliding down to standing. So we'll talk about how they can keep composure, how Pelicans fans can stay optimistic, and how the Pels can take care of business here and what's a really important stretch coming up.
In terms of Brandon Ingram, what that timetable looks like for him to return, I've heard some folks say that he looks like he may get back in a few games. They're talking about, as you mentioned, how the scope is going to change when he get back. What's the timetable like, you think, Mario, when we can expect B.I. to be back on the court?
So this Friday we'll have some kind of formal updates. Just going on what we've seen and watching Brandon, not watching him, he's been doing some work, not basketball work, but running, hitting the treadmill. I would think if I had to speculate that he would be back before the playoffs, I think it's very important for him to push through whatever is ailing him from that bone bruise, because it could have been a lot worse. Y'all saw the game, which was against the Magic, by the way, where it looked like he maybe had a really bad knee injury and maybe tore something, but it ended up just being a contusion, which is a really, really good diagnosis, but it's still to his lower extremity. Like, when he comes back, that's going to affect him pushing off, fading away, sliding his feet on defense. So I think he will be back definitely for the playoffs. I'd be shocked if he's not back in time for game one or whatever series the Pelicans are trying to play in. But I think it'll be a matter of him getting back before the regular season ends and learning to manage that pain. That's probably something you dealt with a lot of the defensive linemen, Big Fave, Bone Bruce, especially when it comes to your lower extremities and your knees. So I think he will be back rather soon. But the question is, how effective will Brandon Ingram be? Because they need the same Brandon Ingram that they've seen all season, but before he suffered this injury.
He was spinning and body controlling the air, making those. He's not a heavy guy, which is good for the lower extremity because it's a lighter land. But to your point, his health is going to play a major role in how far I think we could take it in the playoffs. Now, Trey Murphy, he has stepped up to the plate. But kind of how we look at Taysom Hill, we know Taysom Hill is going to come in and make some games, some plays for the Saints. I kind of view Trey Murphy right now. He's a key player on that team, but we need that veteran leadership from B.I. along with him coming off of the bench or however you rotate that. Because even I know what when you and his Valanciunas, they'll bring him in at some point moment. He'll be in the starting line. Units will be in the starting lineup. So I like the way they mix that up. He's Mario Harrez. Remember, y'all, make sure y'all check Mario out on X at Mario_E_Harrez. Y'all go on there. You click on there and check out his podcast as well, Pell's Kitchen. As he mentioned, he's going to get y'all rolling. And for the game, he's about to kick off here in a few. Y'all check him out. If y'all still in the car, y'all check him out at 100.7 FM. But then y'all come back and check us out too as well. Man, Mario, thank you so much for coming on the show. And, man, can't wait to get you in the studio. Hello.
All right, Big Fave. Sounds like a plan, brother. Talk to you next time, my friend.
Peace. Y'all don't go anywhere. That was hour one jammed up. We had this thing rolling. Y'all stick around. We still got a mock draft to look at and all kind of other things. It's Inside the Trenches, baby, right here on ESPN New Orleans, streaming live on New Orleans Talk Network. Watch out there now.
Hello, somebody. Yeah, I'm going to move my body. Yeah, you're going to be somebody. You never know when you're going
to. Are you looking for your dream home? Well, if that's the case, you need to contact Joe Piccolo at Godwin Realty. Right here in New Orleans, Joe can put you in your dream home right away. Joe Piccolo and the folks over at Godwin Realty put you in the house that you need. Even if you're looking to invest in some property, they'll do an excellent job with that as well. Contact Joe today at 504-251-8341. Again, that phone number is 504-251-8341. And also contact Joel at joel.godwinrealty.com. No need to dream anymore. Godwin Realty will put you in the dream house of your reality. Hello, somebody.
New Orleans has a choice. Download the New Orleans Talk Network app for your mobile device or listen at www.neworleanstalknetwork.com.
Hello, somebody. It's your boy Marlon, Big Fave Favorite. And when I'm hungry, I like to make my way to Small Sliders, 1635 Barataria Boulevard, Marrero, Louisiana. Simple on purpose. When I tell you their burgers are delicious, has some great sauce on them. I'm telling you, when you're just hungry and just need to grab a quick bite, this is the perfect place for you. Small Sliders, the customer service is nice. It's somewhere you can bring the family, hang out and chill, enjoy the atmosphere. Now I'm a big boy, so when I like to take my Small Sliders, I like to get the biggest smalls. Double patties, bacon, cheese, you name it. Just a delicious burger. And I like to top it off with my favorite, the cookies and cream milkshake. There are three delicious flavors, milkshake, chocolate, vanilla, and cookies and cream. Small Sliders, simple on purpose. Y'all come on and slide through, baby. And let them know that you heard about them on Inside the Trenches. with your boy Marlon Big Fave Favorite. Watch out there now.
Listen up. Your customers, our listeners, could be hearing about your business right now. Yeah, right now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to advertise with NewOrleansTalkNetwork.com. Call our business department today at 504-475-4793 to hear about our great rates. NewOrleansTalkNetwork.com. We provide the people, you provide the business.